from Above with Dr. Luana Stines on KPRZ 1210 AM. This show is sponsored by A Touch from Above Ministries.
Good morning. God bless you. This is Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch from Above in the Prayer Mountain. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. I also have my daughter here, Kawia.
Good morning. How are you?
God bless you. We're so excited. Let me open up in prayer. Father, we thank you that you are the God that is able. You are the God that is awesome. You are the God that can do all things exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even think or ask. Father, we give you the glory this morning. Holy Spirit, I pray that you take this morning on radio, Lord, and just speak to every heart out there in the mighty name of Jesus. Before I get started this morning, I want to let you know that you can call in. This is live from K-Praise, 1-866-K-Praise, P-R-A-I-S-E, or 1-866-577-2473. Make sure that you call in. I want to hear from you this morning. I want to share with you a very, very important topic this morning. I'm going to read just a little bit to start off out of Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 1, reading in verse 4. So it was, when I heard those words, that I sat down and wept and mourned for many days. I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven. And I said, I pray, Lord God of heaven, O great and awesome God, you who keep your covenant and mercy with those who love you and observe your commandments, please let your ear be attentive and your eyes open that you may hear the prayer of your servant, which I pray before you now, day and night. For the children of Israel, your servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against you, both my father's house and I have sinned. I want to share with you about Nehemiah just for a moment. Nehemiah cried out to God because there was a circumstance at that time frame where Israel had been broken down. Israel's walls were broken down. I tell you today that we are in the same condition as Nehemiah is. You know, I just read in the newspaper, written October 14th, 2011, I read an article out of the Christian Post that said, an atheist high school student says she is sure the law is on her side in her battle over prayer, over a prayer mural. She wants removed from her school's auditorium. Also, in Jackson, Colorado, county courthouse have been removed. The Ten Commandments, the display of the Ten Commandments removed in an effort to help resolve a federal lawsuit. What about a couple years back when the 2.6-ton granite monument of the Ten Commandments removed not too many years back? This is what they said. It is a sad day in our country when the moral foundation of our law and the acknowledgement of God has to be hidden from public view to appease a federal judge, said Abraham Chief Justice Roy Moore, suspended by the Alabama Judicial Inquiry Commission last week for refusing to obey Thompson's order. You know, that is what has happened in our nation today. And I tell you today, God has stirred my heart. I just want to share a little bit of my testimony. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above in the Prayer Mountain. You know, years ago, I would like to tell you that I was raised in church and that I was serving God all of my life, but I wasn't. We had never went to church. I was straight heathen as a young girl and a young teenager and a young adult. As a matter of fact, I'm not proud of that. I got married at 15 and a half years old. My mother was in between her husbands, 8 husbands, not including all of her boyfriends, and my life was a train wreck. My mother, in between all of her marriage, I got married at 15 and a half years old. Why did I get married? I was in an orphanage, foster home, girls' school, detention center. I was so angry and so broken and so hurt from the rejection of my entire life. But you know what? At 15 and a half, I got married because my mother did not want any of her children. So you know what? I said, you know what? That's fine. I'm out of here. And I went and got married. I suggest if you're listening to me, do not do that. I ended up getting married only to discover that my husband was having an affair years later with a married woman. Her husband came home, caught him, and killed him. At that time, a single mother with two children, my life was broken. My life was a mess. Oh, I was hurting from the inside. I cannot even begin to tell you. Years had went by. I thought, okay, I'm going to pick up my own self up by my own bootstraps. I don't need anybody. And I went on to school and to college and tried to find, quote unquote, peace and success through money and school and this and that and material things. But it only left me empty. One day I was walking out of a 7-Eleven store with a cigarette in one hand, a beer in another, and I'm not proud of that, and a gram of cocaine in my pocket. And somebody came up to me and told me about Jesus. I gave my heart to the Lord. That was 32, almost 33 years ago. Jesus changed my whole entire life. My whole life has been changed and transformed by the power of the blood of Jesus. Throughout those years now of being saved, I have watched the moral decay of our nation go down deeper and deeper and deeper. Being stirred in my heart, God stirred my heart to build a place of prayer. God opened a wonderful door and I went into Seoul, Korea. Annyeonghaseyo, Gamsahamnida. I lived in Korea for a little bit and I was there under the largest church in the entire world. 850,000 members. Their prayer mountain had 10,000 people a day, 24/7 coming to pray. As I sat in that place, I began to weep and cry and weep and cry because I realized one thing. Our nation, the walls of moral, the moral boundaries of our nation have just literally plundered and have been destroyed. So many times we don't understand that. But I tell you today that prayer is the key. Well, as God began to stir my heart, I need your help. I bought 24 and a half beautiful acres of land. We are 35 minutes from downtown San Diego, 40 minutes from Vista and Oceanside. And I know that God stirred my heart to build a place of prayer. Like Nehemiah, he said, and so it was when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned for many days. I was fasting and praying before God, before the God of heaven. And I said, I pray, Lord God, if you're listening to my program today, I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above. I already purchased the land. I've already started the work. But you know what? I cannot begin to tell you all that we have gone through. I need your help to complete this project of believing God to have people that will come and pray. You're listening to my program today, and the Lord stirred my heart. And you know what he said? I have been trying to do this, a single mother with two kids, now grown adults. I said, God, I can't do this. I'm trying my best to make a place. I can't do it. And the Lord stirred my heart one morning in prayer. I built my own prayer grotto at the prayer mountain. And the Lord stirred my heart and said, I have thousands that have not bowed their knee to Baal. I have thousands that have not given in to the world. Get out there and ask them for your help. Get them out there. There are thousands that will come to pray. There are thousands that can touch heaven on their knees. The only way that we can change our nation, listen to me, saints, can you imagine a place of prayer 24/7, 7 days a week? Call right now if you'd like to help me. For everyone that calls and gives a gift, I will send you my book, A Mother's Story, 1-866-577-2473, 1-866-577-2473. Call right now for every gift. All those monies that come in, those monies are going to be for every part of the prayer mountain, to build small cabins so you can have privacy to pray, to build another pulpit area, outside setting, for that not only one pastor, but two pastors, three pastors, 20 pastors, leaders, teachers, preachers, evangelists, prophets, grandmothers, all can come and pray.
I also really feel like, you know, so many times in the body of Christ, we're constantly praying, God, God, please give us your eyes, give us your ears, give us your heart. But how do you develop the eyes of God? How do you develop the heart of God? How do you develop the mind of God? You develop it through prayer, and he puts the burden inside of you for the burden of this nation, the burden for souls. He transforms lives. He changes your situation. He takes a very bleak situation that you may be looking at with the economy the way it is. He can turn it around for you because money is not an issue for God, you know. And so many times I feel like we just get caught up in the fears of our own fears of how are we going to survive? How are we going to live? How are we going to make it? And I believe that God wants to not only challenge us in prayer for our own personal situations, but also for our nation.
Amen. In James chapter 5, on that note, Kuya, thank you. On that note, James chapter 5, reading in verse 16, it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. As a single mother raising two children, my husband was murdered. I tell you, there were times where we did not have anything. I remember, Kuya, do you remember when you and Sam were very small? And, you know, as a single mother, when you have two small children looking at you and they know that you're their supplier, and I didn't have any food. I thought, what am I going to do? I don't have any food. What am I going to do, God? I don't know what I'm going to do. Job had went down and no finances, no money. The cupboard were empty. I felt like old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard. I had nothing to even give my dog a bone. I was so broken, and I'm thinking, what am I going to do? I remember going to the cabinet, looking in there, and I thought, oh, Jesus. And I closed the cabinet, and I was making my last little beans and rice. I always say beans and rice and Jesus Christ. I was making the little last part of the beans and rice there, and I went into my room and I sat down and I started crying. I got on my knees. I said, God, I'm a baby Christian. I have two children. I don't know how I'm going to do this, Lord, but I need a miracle, God. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. What am I going to do? How am I going to feed my kids, Lord? I don't know what I'm going to do. You got to help me, Lord. And I got up and went back into the kitchen and finished cooking the small meal that we had. Lo and behold, the next day, what happened?
Korea. When we woke up the next day, there was like, 10 bags of groceries out on our front porch. I mean, it was incredible. And that just didn't happen once. I mean, that happened more than once. Again and again, God was faithful.
And you know what? The funny thing is nobody knew that we did not have groceries, but God heard my prayers. God heard my prayers. Come help me. Come help me. Let's come together. Let's build a place of prayer. Can you imagine God finding a place where all of a sudden 24 and a half acres of land are filled with literally hundreds of God's people crying out, one group in this corner, another group in this corner, another group inside of this, maybe the small rock house, another group in a little small cabin, another group around the fire pit. Oh, do you remember, Kuya, those precious senior women that came to pray 20, what was it, 25?
I think. Believe it was. And they prayed 24 hours. That was amazing.
That was amazing. Now, I got to tell you this story here. These precious women came down from Los Angeles. They called me up and said, Dr. Luana, I heard you had a place for prayer. We want to come. And I knew that they were older and I had no clue how old they were. I said, no problem. And they said, we are on our way. Don't forget to call right now, 1-866-KPRAISE, K-Praise. Make sure you call right now if you'd like to partner with us. These precious women came, and I tell you what, they got out of their car, silver gray-haired women. I looked at them. God bless their soul. They were 75, 76, 80 years old, some of them with their walker, some with their cane, and they got out of the car and said, honey, move out of the way. We're here to pray. And I said, whoa, 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 don't get in front of a grandma who's ready to pray. So I said, all right, what can I do? Would you like a room? She goes, I didn't come here to sleep. I came here to pray. Where's the fire pit? And I said, yes, ma'am. We'll get the fire pit going for you. Get that fire going and get us some chairs. So we put 20 some chairs around the fire pit, and these women said, I said, ma'am, do you need a bed for later? She goes, I said, we're not here to sleep. We're here to pray. I said, yes, ma'am. She goes, and you get over here and sit down. You need to pray. I'll be right back. Let me go to a commercial real quick. Don't forget, stay tuned to hear what happened.
Thank you. A Mother's Story by Dr. Luana Stines is a true story of a young mother's perseverance in the face of tragedy, a murdered husband, betrayal of marriage, and a devastating drug addiction. A drastic change in one's life where there is a collision with truth. The story of how the power and love of Jesus transformed her life when her life was filled with tragedy and heartache.
Hi, I'm Dr. Luana Stines. I want to share with you about my book, A Mother's Story. I want you to know today that Jesus rescued me.
For those that give a gift of just $20 or more to A Touch From Above Ministries, you'll receive Dr. Luana's book, A Mother's Story. All proceeds go to A Touch From Above Ministries. Dr. Luana wants to thank those that give to her ministry. It is strictly listener supported. And don't forget to tune in to A Touch From Above every Sunday at 7 a.m. on KPRZ. You can give online right now at atouchfromabove.org or call for more information at 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967.
Are you going through hard times? Are your teenage kids going through trials? Is your marriage in trouble? Come up to the mountain and pray. Jesus still answers prayers. Even Jesus had to go up to the mountain to pray. Our strength comes when we take time out to pray.
A Touch From Above Ministries has a place for you to get away and pray, whether it's just for a day or if you want to stay for a few. Located conveniently in Ramona, just 35 to 45 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County, there are over 24 beautiful acres of land with small cabins that can accommodate two people comfortably, so you can have some privacy and get before the Lord and pray. Make reservations at 760-789-6207. That's 760-789-6207. You can also visit atouchfromabove.org to find out more information. Come visit A Touch From Above Ministries Prayer Mountain.
I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. Thank you so much. God bless you for coming back. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch From Above, the Prayer Mountain, and my beautiful daughter, also Kawia.
Good morning.
Don't forget, I want you to call in this morning. You need prayer. Your heart is broken. You need a miracle. 1-866-577-2473. That is 1-866-K-P-R-A-I-S-E, K-Praise. Please make sure you call in. Also want to let you know that we also have a Sunday morning service at the Prayer Mountain every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please come. That is 16145 Highway 67, right off of Highway 67. You can't miss it. We have a little board out there that says the Prayer Mountain. Anyway, to get back to my story really quick, these precious women that were 75 and 80 years old went around that fire pit and they begin to cry out. They cried out 24/7 all night long. They prayed. They cried out. They came all the way from L.A. They were praying for their pastor. They were praying for their leaders. They were praying for their teachers. They were praying for the saints that were weak. These women were touching heaven from their knees. These women were crying out. That is our goal. Revelation chapter 5, reading in verse 8. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and a golden bowls full of incense, listen, which are the prayers of the saints.
Also, it says there's many times that Jesus had to get away to pray, many times, but it says in Luke chapter 9, starting in verse 27, but I tell you the truth that there are some standing here who shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. Now it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings that he took Peter, James, and John and went up on the mountain to pray. And he prayed, and the appearance of his face was altered, and his robe became white and glistening. And behold, two men talked with him, who were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his decease, which he was about to accomplish in Jerusalem. And Peter and those with him who were heavy in sleep, and when they were fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Then it happened as they were parting from him that Peter said, Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah, not knowing what he said. But I want to stop there and just say that, you know, even Jesus had to get away to a quiet place to pray. He had to take his disciples and he had to teach them that.
What do you want to tell them, Kawia, about the Prayer Mountain?
I just want to say, you know, come to the Prayer Mountain and pray. You know, this is the Prayer Mountain is what our nation needs, you know, and what I love about the Prayer Mountain is it's for our nation. And if you partner with us, you know, I love that we're going to have these prayer walls with plaques for people who have donated to the mountain, you know, and know that prayer is the key to our nation, knowing that this is a place that will change our world, that can change your life, that can change our families.
Amen. We cannot do it alone. Together, we can make the difference. Together, we can do it. I tell you today, you're listening, and you know what? Maybe you can't make it all the way up to the prayer mountain, but you know what? You believe God. You know that God answers prayer. Let me tell you today that God is not a God with deaf ears. God hears our prayer. It doesn't matter. They can take prayer out of school. They can take the Ten Commandments out of all of the courthouses and off of every wall, but you cannot remove God out of our hearts. And I will tell you, when God finds a people that will pray and will cry out, God will hear from heaven and he will change our land. We need a place of prayer. And I have already purchased the land. I've already started the work. I have a few cabins even right now that you can get away and pray. My goal is to complete that mountain. I cannot do it alone. I need your help. Please call 1-866-KPRAISE, K-Praise. Come partner with me. Let's build a place. Let's get to heaven and see this bowl, golden bowls, full with the prayers of God's saints. Kawea, go ahead.
I also want to encourage you that prayer makes a difference, especially for parents with kids. It doesn't matter what age they are. I can remember as a child just watching you through all my years growing up, watching you pray. You have always been a prayer warrior. Nothing has ever changed. And you have taught me the importance of prayer in my own personal life. And I know that I wouldn't be who I am today had you not taught me how to pray. And I believe that parents, Jesus is your answer. You know, if you're going through a situation with your kids, prayer is your answer. If there's things you can't get through, prayer is your answer. If you're having struggles in your marriage, prayer is your answer. You know, and your children will watch you and they will see you and they're going to see your relationship with the Lord. And, you know, it's so vitally important, I believe, in the body of Christ, because that's building the relationship, an intimate relationship with the Lord.
Kawea, right now, there's somebody listening. I want to take about 30 seconds. There's somebody listening right now, and I feel in my heart that their whole life is falling apart. They're about ready to lose their house. Their children, teenage children, are going through havoc. I want you to say a real quick prayer for them right now.
Oh, Jesus, I come before you and I lift up this person, Lord God, that you would encourage and you would strengthen them, Lord God, that you would pour grace and mercy out upon them. I take authority over the lies of the enemy that come against their hearts and their minds right now in the name of Jesus. I bind up the lie right now in Jesus' name and I cast it under our feet. Father, I pray that you will send warring angels to encamp around and about this individual, Lord God. Give them hope, Lord God, that you are the God who works the impossible out, Lord God, that your arm is not short, your eyes are not blind, and your ears are not deaf, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that you are reaching this person right now, right where they're at, as they're listening, Lord God. You are touching them, Lord God, and drawing them close to you, Lord God. I thank you for your faithfulness and that you are going to do this, Lord God, because it shall bring glory to your name and they shall stand back and say, for only God could have done this thing.
Amen. In Luke chapter 18, really quick, it says, And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he hear, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? We must have faith to believe that our God is going to answer our prayers. Call right now, 1-866-577-2473. You're going through a hard time. Your life is falling apart. You're trying to figure out how to hold it together. You feel like, I can't tell nobody. How am I, you know what? I won't tell all of your name if you don't want to. I don't care. What you need is prayer. What you need is a miracle. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above with my beautiful guest, my daughter, Kawea. And we're here to tell you that our God answers prayer. prayer. Mm-hmm. Our God is able. We have watched God. I have been through cancer. I have been through heartaches. I have been through trials. I have been through betrayal. My husband was murdered. I have been a single mother. I have been without. I have been with and without. And I have been through trials and hard times. I have had my heart broken. I have had my mind where it's, Lord, what am I going to do? I tell you today that God is a God that answers prayer. You're listening to my program today. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above, and I want you to know that God is not so far away that He is not able to help with every need Amen. That you're going through right now. Amen. God Amen. Loves you. Kawea, we have worked really hard on that prayer mountain, have we not?
We have.
Just to let you know, the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against powers, against rulers of darkness, and spiritual host of wickedness. You know, when I first purchased that land, the first thing I did was I thought, okay, because remember, I'm the new kid on the block. I came here to California, never been to California ever before, came here to build a place of prayer. I was in Seoul, Korea, had pioneered my first church already, and I was so excited just to build a place of prayer. I put up our first cross by the entrance, and lo and behold, guess what?
Somebody tore it down.
Somebody tore my cross down. I thought, what? Whoa, that was a mistake. So then we put another cross up, and there, this beautiful 10-foot cross, you know, we put it out there. Lo and behold, about a month later, guess what happened?
Somebody tore it down again.
They tore it down again. We put another cross up. Lo and behold, guess what happened?
Somebody tore it down again.
They tore down three crosses. Finally, a good friend of mine named Dan, God bless you, Dan, if you're listening to my program, he came with this gigantic cross that is probably 30 feet tall. I don't know how tall it is, probably 30 feet tall and big. He said, why don't we put this thing up right in the center of the prayer mountain? He goes, don't put it by the gate anymore because they want to tear it down. I said, you know what? You got to deal. And they dug out a big old thing and put that great big cross up. I know without a shadow of a doubt that we are in the right direction because we have gone through the devil's hell and back to make this place a prayer. Soon as I started, right away, we started our small group of a Bible study. And guess what happened?
The county came against us.
The county came against us and gave me a ticket for $750 because they said, you need a major use permit. I said, excuse me? I'm just having a study. And they came in, gave me my first ticket. Boom. Gave me my second ticket of $750. I thought, you know what? We're heading in the right direction. I made the devil mad and I'm glad. You know what? And I don't care because I know that God is a God who hears our prayers. And if God can find a place and find a people that will pray 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm not talking about retreat. I'm not talking about entertainment. I'm not talking about basketball. I'm not talking about swimming in the swimming pool. I'm talking about prayer, P-R-A-Y-E-R, prayer that touches heaven and changes a nation, changes your home, changes your children, changes your circumstance. We have a God. Yes, Kawea.
I believe, too, if you come up to the prayer mountain, you know, a lot of times Christians say, well, you know, I know how to pray, but I don't know how to pray, you know, and I believe when you come to the mountain, we can teach you how to pray, you know, and give you why we pray and why to spend that time with God is so vitally important, more than that 5 minutes a day or 2 minutes a day or maybe before every meal or that first breath in the morning.
Amen. And that's what it says right here in Luke chapter 18, where he says night and day. And that's exactly what we need to do, because you know what? The phone, the computer, the kids, all these things, the television, all this stuff gets in our way. But what if we just said, you know what? I'm going to dedicate one day, 24 hours to God, and I'm going to go up to the mountain and I'm going to pray. Let me tell you, my dear saints, your whole life will change. Your whole life will change. I want you to know that God loves you. Please call K-Praise, 1-866-K-P-R-A-I-S-E. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above. And I want to take just a few moments. Also, I want to invite you out to our morning service this morning at the Prayer Mountain at 10 a.m., 16145 Highway 67 in Ramona, California. If you'd like to give, you are more than welcome to give. You can give online, atouchfromabove.org, or you can send in a gift 2800 Ramona, California 92065. And I want to take P.O. Box 2800 Ramona, California 92065. I want to take just a moment to thank some of our sponsors. Thank you, Don Bishop. Thank you, Eli. Bonnie Del Poza, thank you so much. You are just a gift. Thank you for your support. Together we can touch the world for Jesus. Oh, I know it. I want to also take just a moment to thank our other sponsors, Chaldea Technologies, Doug Sully, ChaldeaTech.com, 760-781-441. Also, Steve Coles at CB Construction, 1-619-306-0692. I thank you so much. If you need something done, he can build a house from the ground up, or you know what, any remodeling. An honest, praying man can make the difference in all of your projects. I love you. God bless you. I'm Dr. Luana. We are A Touch from Above and the Prayer Mountain. Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in.
Yes, thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you. You are a treasure. Call. Come out to the service this morning, 10 o'clock. God bless you.
You've been listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Stines on KPRZ 1210 AM. This show is sponsored by A Touch from Above Ministries.